Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Muscle Sport Radio. I am your host, Joe Pietaro. Of course, Mondays, 3 p.m. right here. Instagram live camera going, YouTube camera going. I got a new stand. I got some new toys here in the Muscle Sport TV studios. Guilty 84. Hey, brother. Hey, how the fuck are you? Are you back from vacation yet? Steiner was away on vacation. He's my buddy over in Denmark. Thea Renee, hey, Thea Renee's got some really nice photos up on her Instagram page. That's Thea underscore Renee and another underscore. Dallas Quarles, what's up, my brother? What's up, Bumblefoot? How the fuck are you? Wheelchair Bodybuilder DGH. Hey, Wheelchair, that's a new name. Great to see you fucking on the feed. I am back in Norway. Glad to hear it, Guilty 84. Glad to hear it. I hope your vacation was a good one. You look like you're going out fucking stomping some fucking faces and getting drunk with some of those photos you were posting. You look like a real ass kicker, as they say. But I would like to welcome all these. I hope everybody loved the love. Oh, I love the photos. Fucking, I keep saying Mike's a fucking, I'm jealous of him. He's a lucky guy. And I mean it. Jesus Christ, Thea. Holy fuck, man. You're killing me. I love it. But definitely, guys, I hope everybody had a great weekend. Of course, Muscle Sport Radio here on Mondays, 3 p.m. in the East Coast. Missed the last two shows due to work, Dallas. That's all right, bro. Hey, listen, no problem. You are a fucking one of the fucking team, man. And if shit happens, no need to explain, my friend. Big thing is you're back right now today, and that's more important than missing the last two shows. All good, man. I wanted to talk today a little bit about Mr. Olympia, Phil Heath. If holy shit, how many distractions will this guy just keep stepping into and causing his own distractions? And you're probably expecting me to say something like, it's going to be an upset this year, and I won't do that. Because that's the easy way out. I'm going to take the easier way out and say Phil's going to fucking win easy. I've been saying that all year. Big C, Caleb. What's up, Caleb? Fucking Phil Heath is just, he's giving himself so much to think about instead of just concentrating on what's important. And that's the training and preparation for a fucking Olympia. A Viking city before it was a Viking king named Olaf that was the boss. I remember that from Family Guy, Olaf. He's a big baby. Caleb, he is a guy that he's making his own problems. Oh, I got no dirt. No, not at all. I can't. He's blocked me. I can't even know. I can see what he does. He only blocked me on one thing. He doesn't realize I have more than one. No, he doesn't give two He's very sensitive, son of Sammy Davis Jr. I've said it before. I'll say it again. That's a great fucking screen name. Son of Sammy Davis Jr. And if other people don't get that fucking joke in that screen name, come on, bro. It's fucking not that hard. He's taking the focus out of the competition. You know what, though? This Mr. Olympia and the past two have been so fucking boring. There is no storylines. I guess I'm enjoying this, you know, Phil going crazy. When Phil Heath actually has arguments and then you know, discussions with Christian Duque, and this is no knock against Christian Duque. I'm a small guy myself in this industry. Then, come on, Phil. What the fuck? Come on, get with it. You know, shit, man. You're like fucking the top dog in the sport the last, well, you are the top dog in the sport the last 6 years. And you're with Flex Magazine, but you're arguing with fucking bloggers. And I'm sorry, Christian, I love you, but you're a blogger. That's all you are. I tagged him. I'm not talking behind his back. I want him on here. You know, I mean, he's a guy that has a his own website that writes in first person and puts up videos with kitchen walls behind them. That's a blogger. That's a vlogger. That's not a fucking media outlet. He can say all he wants working on MD and all of that now, but that's just because they're fucking desperate and they can't pay anybody. Cosgrove is in the house. Now the show has really started. Everybody say hi to David Cosgrove. Fucking bloggers. Let me tell you something. When I was a he's more sensitive than Rex. Oh, I love Rex Ryan. Come on, Nick. Hey, Nick, you're back. Rex Ryan, when I covered the Jets, was a godsend for fucking journalists. A godsend. We loved, and that was coming off the fucking Mangini fucking years where Mangini said nothing to the fucking press. He was terrible for us. We got no fucking headlines from that cocksucker. Thoughts on Steve Cook. Who the fuck is Steve Cook, first of all? Is that that fucking physique fitness model? Hey, Andrew, what's up, bro? Steve Cook, I remember Steve Blackman had an erection for a guy named Steve Cook. Steve Cook's going to be on the cover of Fitness RX when I was getting fucking football players and fucking, you know, just Hollywood elite. Vlogger. Cosgrove, I want you to become a vlogger. I would watch your vlog. What's up from the Bay Area? Nick Flex 85. What's up, Nick? Your team and my team last year in the wild card, Mets and fucking Giants, both having a terrible fucking season this year. I'm jealous of who? Steve Cook? Listen, I won't lie. I wish I looked like Steve Cook. He probably gets a lot of fucking pussy, that guy. But, you know, doesn't mean that, you know, he should be on the cover of a fucking magazine. Crazy Hawk in the house. What's up, Mike? You crazy fucking motherfucker, you. So, bloggers. Phil Heath to blog. I'm all over the place. You know, that's what's such great about this show. We just have fucking fun. What are the chances that the Jets bring it back Vinny Testaverde? Veteran leadership at the quarterback position this year. Our own version of this year's Vinny Testaverde, Josh McCown. What a fucking waste that was. $6 million. They outbid themselves. Holy fuck. I would have liked to have fucking Geno back at that fucking discount the Giants gave him. You have a great show and a mag. Glad to see you again, Joe. Thank you, Steiner. You have a fucking great opinion. I love it. Joe, how's your stress levels? Wonderful. I just came off a weekend, David. How are your stress levels? More of a fucking question. As low as your fucking Cosgrove. Getting slapped. No, we love fucking Cosgrove on the show, bro. He makes it fucking fun. He's like the annoying fucking mosquito that fucking flies around and you just keep missing it with the fucking rolled up newspaper. You don't want to hit it on your fucking light colored fucking living room wall. So you let it live till it lands on something dark and then you miss your chance to hit it. That's the Cosgrove. I love Cosgrove. I tag him. I want him on this program. I want Cosgrove. Oh, bloggers. So when I was a sports writer, we looked at fucking bloggers. Like, it was basically like a real photographer looks at somebody that used to come with the cell phone cameras when they first had cell phone cameras. You know, photographers know what I mean. Anybody that's a professional photographer or an Instamatic camera type of thing prior to the thing. Who would look better with the T-shirt on, me or that monkey Dallas? Dallas looks great and everything. He looks like fucking Charles Manson, bro. Don't piss him off. bloggers were not allowed all the Cosgrove's accounts on here. No, he needs to get two phones. Distraction got Joe like squirrel. Yes, with the I'm always distracted. I'm easily distracted. I got ADD, I guess. Like, if I wasn't an adult, they probably would tell me that. But so we used to say to fucking bloggers, are you kidding me? Get these fuckers out. And they were not allowed. They did not get credentialed. You had to have one of these, a fucking magazine. You couldn't have a .com to get a press pass to a fucking professional sports event. And then the New York Islanders were so desperate for fucking coverage of any kind. They fucking let .coms in and bloggers, and they were the fucking laughingstock of the New York sports industry. What are you going to do in my interview with OJ? I'm going to fucking go out, and we can actually have it out in the street now. We don't have to do it in the jail. How was your childhood growing up? Was that the most traumatic experience you have expired? I guess you mean experienced. In Cosgrove speak, my childhood was wonderful. OJ, and I, you know what? I would love to interview OJ Simpson. I don't care about this murder shit. I know he did it. He'll say he didn't. I want to talk about football, what he knows fucking, and he admits that he's good at, not cutting fucking people's heads off almost. I wasn't a lone gunman. I was part of the Rat Pack. There you go. Yes, son of Sammy Davis Jr. And you grew up and lived in Yonkers, and you got busted for the parking ticket. Come on, I know, Dallas, you get that joke, man. Yari in the house. What's up, Muscle and Ink? Yari. But yes, bloggers are, but now it's like everybody's a blogger that writes in the bodybuilding industry. And I'm like, oh God, please. Are you fucking kidding me? You're watering the shit down bad enough as it is. What was the most traumatic experience you've seen? David Cosgrove has joined your live feed. That's it, Dave. What's up, guys? Yari, you've been juiced. Yes, he was juiced. OJ Simpson. Not like none of us haven't killed a few skinnies back in the day. OJ for MSM. What's up, Joe? Drea Deal? Is that Drea Deal or is it Drea L Deal? I can't tell. 81, whatever it is, thank you for joining us. What's up? I'm having a great time. What pro wrestler? Yeah, Yari. Yari has some great. If you guys don't follow Yari on Instagram, please do so. His fucking things are a pisser, his posts. When's the guy video dropping? The guy Sistanino's up, bro. What's the naughtiest thing you have done in your adult life? Finger my own asshole and smell it. How's that? The guy video went up the other day. Chris, you're talking about the Muscle Sport TV interview? Yes, if you are, that is up on our site and our YouTube page. Please give it a click. And I subscribe. Subscribe on YouTube, it costs nothing. Oh, before I forget, Thursday is going to be Wednesday this week. Wednesday is Sunday at Carvel. Remember that old commercial? Who else is an old fuck like me on here? There's got to be somebody. Where's Shoesmith? He's my age. Thank you, Chris Cuss. I think you'll enjoy it. Guy Sistanino is great as he always is. You know, it wasn't – I did nothing. I fucking said, hey, guy, and he fucking took over. He was great. When can we see the videos we made for you? I will be showing those on the August Muscle Sport TV shows, Steiner. You ever try Fit Aid, Joe? No, I don't know what that is. Can I get an ad from them? I'll fucking say it's great because that's what I do. I'm a supplement show, remember? How about a debate, Dorian or Ronnie? Both awesome, but Dorian for me. He was cut to the bone, grainy as shit. I'm not a big fan of Ronnie Coleman's physique. I think Dorian, I think a better Mr. Olympia, but he started that mass fucking shit. I never thought Ronnie was, I mean, I thought he separated abs and gut and stuff. I mean, it was impressive just to maintain that size and have some type of conditioning. Fit Aid is very popular in the CrossFit world. Oh, I got to hit them up then. Dallas versus Cosgrove and Mr. Olympia in Comerica's bed. Comerica's bed is going to be the fucking swamp zone, man. There's going to be more fucking loads dropped and they're going to be soaking wet. Fucking disease is over. Dorian all the way. I guess I'm not a huge fan of either. I see, I like Lee Haney. I like Sergio. I guess I'm old. I like old school guys. Arnold, have I ever faced adversity? Yes, and it tasted great. She came. Oh, faced. I thought you meant, oh, you know what? Come on, guys. Help me out over here. How a lot about Phil is going around, I think, is shit. Fucking, there he is. Matt Howard, the fucking man, the myth. Philly, that's when we started the show. Get me back on track, somebody, please. Who's the greatest Italian of all time? Wow, that's a great question. Wow. I don't know. Dean Martin's fucking pretty good, man. I can't say Robert De Niro because I don't like his politics, but that motherfucker is a great actor. No, I separate entertainment and fucking the real person, you know. He's in all my favorite movies, so I you know. Ronnie in some ways ruined bodybuilding. Yeah, I can't argue with that, Crazy Hawk. I can't argue with that. I think Dorian was the first one to put that in, you know. And I'm a mass monster. I love freaky guys. I just don't think they should be winning Olympias. Italian Stallion, Rocky. Joe, is it Ask Me Anything you should promote? Is it far if I get to, is it only fair if I get to, you can ask me anything, bro, but it doesn't mean I haven't have an answer. Hey, Brent, what's up, bro? Brent Allen, Most Muscular Magazine, a great fucking photographer. Anything, and it's your job to respect that. Ronnie's gut was too fucking big. Yes. Yes. He was 298 when he won an Olympia one year. I don't know how that's possible, but he did it. Black dudes should have their own class in bodybuilding. The genetics are unfair. What's up, Brent? Am I going to see you at the Olympia? I have to talk to Gregory. I wanted to talk to Gregory and see which one of you guys was going to the Olympia. This is false advertising. It's not even Ask Me Anything today, you fucking nincompoop. But I'll always ask me anything on any show. It's fucking Muscle Sport Radio. You'll be there for sure. Good. I want to do a little clip with you, bro. I like the way you did those clips. I want to do one with you. Me and Gregory, we're going to cross-promote each other's thing all the time. Comerica's Bet in Vegas is going to be Come Drunk and Kidney Punch Central. I'm bringing my fucking S&M fucking mask. Your balls are false advertising. Cosgrove, ask me anything. Go ahead. Why not? What are we going to talk about? Anything fucking Cosgrove wants? I guess so. He does come on board all the time now. So he's one of the MSM family. Does Greg Valentino love that he was on Tyra Banks' show? I mean, why wouldn't you? I would, if I was on Tyra Banks, I think she's hot. She grabbed his fucking chest. You know, I mean, why wouldn't you love that? I would. Billy Wagner or K-Rod? Wagner. Wagner all the way. That's a great question, though. Very similar type of guys. One lefty, one righty. Both did not have long careers, though. And both were on the Mets. Your S&M mask. What the fuck? With the zipper. Absolutely. I'll send you my number. We'll be honored. Yes, let's cross-promote, Brent. Yes, please. Joe at MuscleSportMag.com, or you can fucking DM me here, whatever. Pink Princess Barbie has been putting up some yummy fucking pictures lately. Joe, are you a Southpaw or Orthodox? I am a Southpaw. I don't know what you mean, Orthodox. I guess you mean unorthodox because lefties are unorthodox. Yes. Joe in a full guinea suit. Yes. I look good in a suit. I used to wear a suit for work. Joe, where were you when Bernie Williams caught the final out of the 2000? Oh, Nick, going low blow here. I was actually sitting on my couch watching the game. It was the year 2000. Right? Yes. Well, he put it on. Duh. Duh. I'm just trying to remember for myself. I read it quick. I was actually sitting on my couch watching the game and was not surprised at all. Fucking Al Leiter pitched a great game. And who was that? Luis, the fuck was his name? That backup infielder used to be on the fucking Mariners. Soho, was it? He hit a fucking single, a C&I single up the middle. Kevin LeBron got screwed in 2001. Yeah, good argument. You can make an argument for Sean Ray as well against Ronnie and even Dorian, you know. Joe, where do you see MSM in 5 years? What's the vision? Well, it is 2017, so I guess that will be 2022. We'll be here talking to you. The topic today was Phil Heath distractions, Crazy Hawk. And I think Phil Heath is making his own mess for no reason. He doesn't need to. Everybody's got to come to him, and he's like, oh, I end careers because Pro Subs did that thing with Sean Roden as the Mr. Olympia, and he's talking about, when's Kai Greene going to make his fans happy and not talking riddles? Still waiting to hear what you had to say about Phil. You're right, Dia. You're right. You are right. I got distracted. But I think such a happy mood. What nice have you been doing lately? Well, I did get laid over the weekend, Big Princess. I did bang, so maybe that. Had a few drinks. And the little guy fucking threw up, if you know what I mean. the little guy got violently ill and threw up all over the place. Brent gets that. Okay, good. The little guy. And I don't mean my son. He's bigger than me. So Phil Heath should just sit back and watch all of these guys arguing and fucking bitching and moaning, and they're going to win, and they're going to win. And, you know, I don't think that Phil deserved those Olympias, that Kai won 3 out of those 6s, like Rodin said. There's no need for it. Is it popular with the help of Iron Mag Labs to not only be a shower, but a shower, but a grower? Iron Mag Labs will make you fucking grow and show. Trust me. I love their products. I'm not going to – I mean, I get them for free, so they're good, though. Boy, did I get laid over the weekend. Pinkness everywhere. Oh, fucking crazy, Hawk. You're making me go nuts here because I'm just thinking and picturing. And then you're not in my fucking picturing. Sorry. That was nice, bro. Squirt, 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 squirt. Yes, yes. You must drop loads on the weekend. But, Phil Heath, he's arguing. Like I said, he's arguing with Kai. Well, not arguing, but he's talking about Kai. He's arguing about Sean Roden. He's arguing with strengthaddicts.com. Come on, bro. And don't block people. You look so bad. The problem with bodybuilders are they don't have like agents or managers or head coaches in like a sport, a real sport, if you will, like, you know, football, basketball, baseball, hockey, such and such, where an athlete will, his guy will go, hey, shut the fuck up on Twitter and stop with the stupid shit. Let the fan, who don't care, let them, you shouldn't even be reading it, let alone responding and blocking. The bodybuilding is just this one guy. And you can say, well, they got their guru. That guru is their juice guy, and that's it. Come on. If you guys think he actually cares about his well-being, he's just telling them what cycle to fucking take. That's all it is. Big C's tearing up Miami. Oh, Miami's so much fun. Oh, I had so much fun in Miami over the years. Oh, yes, that South Beach is so fucking good. Yeah, South Beach, a lot of fun. Yes and yes. Did you get your EDM music on? What's EDM? I'm so fucking old. I don't even know what these things are. Shit, when I went to fucking Miami, it was fucking freestyle fucking club disco. Phil needs to stop. When you're on top, just let the wolves fight it out for survival. I agree. Focus on the goddamn hunt. The beast is going to make the new workout program and diet for me. Guilty. There you go. I just got back from Miami. It was insane. They even forgot their names. They have names. Electronic dance music. Oh, thank you, Caleb. I don't know what that is. Holy fuck. I have to ask my daughter. She's 21, but she doesn't go out partying and shit. She's a quiet kid. Thank God. Oh, I go nuts. Fucking worry. Electronic dance music. Oh, boy. I'm old, dude. I'm old. My AARP card is in the mail. But, yes, Phil Heath would just, like, be like, of course these guys are going to fucking talk that they're going to win the Olympia. You've got to be confident you're going to win, but you better fucking come with your fucking guns loaded because you know I'm fucking not giving this shit up easy. You know, to say, oh, that's how I end careers. That just, you're going to make him feel so bad that you beat him so bad that you beat him bad last year. I don't give a fuck if he finished in second. That was the most in between first and second that I've seen maybe in Mr. Olympia. You know the Danish beast, Jens? Yes, I do. Jens the beast, Dalsgaard. Yes, I do, Steiner. I can't say I'm pals with him, but we've spoke and I've interviewed him and stuff and a couple of times. And then, we had him on Skype and the cover and all of that shit. So I interviewed him for the cover feature and then for the Skype thing. Yes, Jens the Beast Dalsgaard is a fucking hardcore motherfucker, perfect for our type of cover. But Phil Heath should just be going, are those grapefruits? Are they? We should put the squirt next to them with fucking What was that video of Kai dancing and shit? Somebody fucking, I saw somebody, I will not watch it. And they were saying, who was it? Duque was saying that there was like guys feeding him cake in like China or something. There was some video. I did not watch him. I saw them on Kai's Instagram. I just couldn't get myself to press play. Great story you did on Jensen. Thank you very much, Mike. I enjoyed that one. It was different. It was very different from the norm. I didn't think Kai likes lemons as much. Bro, he would fuck that. There is no lemon big enough to take his cock, I'm sure. Come on. He is Norwegian Danish. Oh, is he? You know, I probably knew that. I just forgot it because I did write everything where he was born and all of that. But he was so fucking, you know, upfront and honest. He's like, you know, he did jail time and shit. He was running with gangs when he was a kid. And then he just decided that was fucking going to fuck him up. Hey, there's the lemons. Lifting lemons. Stella. I love that fucking Stella shirts. But yes, Phil Heath should just laugh about all of these guys. Not laugh, but just be like, man, I want all of these guys on stage with me. We want the best fucking Olympia out there, and we want to fucking – I want to beat the best. In my opinion, was the best cover MSM. You know what, Crazy Hawk? I agree with you. I did like the Rich Piana one before the Jens cover, but I like the Jens cover best. Do you get approach who? Fucking Jens, the Beast, Dalsgaard? Cosgrove? Phil Heath, Insecure. Yeah, he's in Quarles. Phil Heath is insecure. Yeah, and I don't see why. The fucking guy is by far and large the best buddy. I don't even think Kai's that close to him. Even when Kai was at his best, I thought it was Phil all the way. And some people say, oh, I think Kai won that show. I didn't see it that way. And I do not like Phil Heath. I would love for somebody to fucking knock this guy off. Love it. Because I don't think he's great for the sport. He doesn't give a lot of good stuff for guys like myself, journalists, other than to beat him up. And I hate doing that because it's a piss, you know, thing then. Rich Priana is a master or promote. I don't know what or promote means. Jen's tattoo screened MSM. Yeah, and as soon as I saw a picture of him, I fucking reached out to him and I said, I want you for my cover. And who was it? Viking, was it? Or was it Caleb? One of you guys hooked it up, touched base with him also and said, hey, you know, these guys are fucking straight up. You still say Kai won. It's a good argument. You know, I'm not going to say, oh, how could you say that? Of course you can say that. I'm not a Kai guy. I think his gut is just kills his whole thing. Rich Piana is the biggest name in bodybuilding to date, I guess you mean date. It's pretty big. He's right up there. Yeah. Piana's lines are longer than Phil Heath's lines. I mean, that's a no-brainer. I mean, I've seen it myself. I've seen it with my own two fucking little beady eyes. Viking OG 5%. Eric is a great fucking guy. Eric's kids, I sent him a whole bunch of shirts. He posts pictures with his kids wearing the shirts. They're adorable, those kids. They're like little. I don't know how old they are, 10 or whatever. 8, 10. He's got like 3, I think. And I sent him a bunch of fucking things in the mail. I like Eric. He's a great fucking guy. I am going to be on Off the Great Bodybuilders on day. That's a fact. And then I'll be on your cover, brother. Steiner, I hope you're right, bro. I will be happy to do so. Joe, I would take the glasses off you and slap the shit out of you. But I still like you. I would still like you too, bro. Sometimes a guy just needs to get slapped around by a fucking 25-year-old guy. Sometimes, you know. Half your age, you know, fucking just fucking teach you a lesson. You might be able to do it too. I don't know. You might be a fucking beast. You said you're 5'11". Justin Compton was the guy to be filled, but now he's cheating death. Yeah, I heard he's fucking sick. He looks fucked up. Why do Italian bodybuilders have trouble bringing condition? Does it have to do something with their mother's cooking or the genetic thing? Well, I mean, there have been some good Italian bodybuilders over the years. I don't think Franco deserved either one of the Olympias he won, even though I'm not just because he's Italian doesn't mean I got to fucking think he should have won. I don't think he won either one of those Olympias. I think those were given to him because fucking Arnold fucking was running the show. And that's who he wanted to fucking take over for him both times, 76 and 81. You know, I mean, you know, Italian bodybuilders, there's not really – Rich Gaspari was the second place Olympian. He was kind of thick too, though. I'm not a big Phil fan at all, agree, but I acknowledge his talent. He's fucking amazing. The only thing I heard on CT was that he needs a heart transplant. I posted something over the weekend, you know, sending the, you know, get well soon kind of thing. I texted his daughter, Natalia, who handles all his, like, you know, PR stuff. And she didn't get back to me. I just said, you know, I hope everything's okay. And, you know, thinking about him and all of that. Phil is the Mayweather of bodybuilding. Oh, fucking Floyd. Wishing a CT is yes. Absolutely. This man right here, bodybuilding is a better sport. Well, powerlifting, you know, whatever. I say bodybuilding, not just the, you know, the fucking posing trunks, just as an industry, it's a whole thing, lifestyle. Justin Compton need a crash course. Well, Compton had some kind of illness. I don't know. If somebody knows for sure what it is, please feel free to put it up there. I do not know for sure, but he looked very small. They said he's taking the rest of the year off from training. Joe, when you come off this show, look at the pick. It could be easily you. Okay, Cosgrove, I will. And Fletcher needs a heart transplant. But if you read the CT Fletcher article that I wrote, he's had heart issues for years, years. Going back to when he was a powerlifter because he ate and he had to put so much weight on to be, you know, stronger that he fucked himself up. He even admitted he fucked himself up and he needed a fucking bypass and shit. Humble as they come for me on. Yes. He is an Army guy. That's where he first got into. He started doing the martial arts in the Army. Great. I mean, I'll tell you, it's a great story to fucking read because I wrote it. You know, self-promotion. I guess that would be a fucking asshole if I didn't self-promote. Everybody else in this fucking industry does. Why not me? You know, I can promote my nose and my writing skills, so I will do so. But it was interesting when I interviewed CT, just hearing some of the shit from when he was younger. That really... His parents, how he really loved his mother, and his dad was a real tough fucking guy to deal with and shit. I mean, that I found so interesting, you know, seeing that how these people were formed, their life early on and shit like that. Fucking really interesting. Okay, in all seriousness, you're never serious. Phil Heath is the most boring bodybuilder in the game. Kai Greene is fat. Bodybuilding died when Jay left. I like Jay Cutler. He deserved the Olympias he won. I guess Victor in 07, but for the most part, Jay deserved 3 out of 4, if not all 4, you can argue. Another guy, Refrigerator. I don't like that type of – that's not a Mr. Olympia build to me, that big Rammy, that fucking wide build. Jay wasn't exactly the most exciting guy in the world either. Did you ever talk to him in person? Yeah, how you doing? I like Jay. I think he did it right. If he makes a comeback, he's out of his fucking mind. I promote the shit out of him. Yes, you do. I love that so much. I appreciate it. CT's dad was an asshole. Yes. I tried to be a little kind on that, but that would probably be the right thing to say. Yeah. His father was smacked and fucked him up. You know, kind of abusive physically and psychologically too. The eyes on the sport. Jay Cutler was cool when I talked to him. I think he's a great guy. He's a smart businessman. He did it right. He got out in time, and he looks great now still, and he's not all crazy juiced up. He's going to live longer. But he wasn't a charismatic guy. I guess Arnold spoiled bodybuilding. You can't really go back after Arnold. How do you top that or even come close to it? It's almost impossible. I mean, even Lee Haney was kind of a boring guy. You know, like I said, post-Arnold. Bodybuilding was more big at the end of John and Jay. After that, nobody gives a fuck about it. Well, man, a lot of people give a fuck about it. You guys do. That's why you're here. Everyone should check out my boy, Steve Shoesmith. Yes, Steve Shoesmith is a champ. I saw it said Shuey joined. So, Shuey, if you're on the air, hello, Shuey. Shuey definitely is a guy that you should follow. He has a very interesting Instagram account. He fucking looks great. He's a big fucking dude. And Shuey is a fucking funny fuck too. The mainstream will never accept bodybuilding, bro. Never accept bodybuilding. I don't give a shit who this poster boy is of it. It will never be accepted by the main. It wasn't even accepted by the mainstream. When Arnold was the champion, it wasn't accepted by the mainstream during the fitness craze in the fucking 80s and 90s. Lee Priest was great for bodybuilding. Yes, he was. Hey, Juke, what's up? I boxed and transitioned to MMA. Kind of should have made a deal for him. No, I think it would be crazy for a boxer to go into the fucking octagon. It's not as out of the question the other way, the way it's going down now. But, you know, it's not an exhibition like Antonio Inoki and Muhammad Ali was in the 70s. That was a fucking joke when boxing and wrestling met in the ring. But Ali had gloves on and Antonio Inoki didn't, the Japanese wrestling champ. Johnny Juice in the house. What's up, Johnny? Jupiter, post your pic on the shitter with your MSM mag. No, that's mine. Joe, when was the first time you picked up a weight and why? My cock. As soon as I was old enough to realize it felt good. It was huge then and it's bigger now. Me and my friends used to work out with the plastic, cement, sand weights, the 110-pound weight sets when we were probably 10 to 12 years old, right after Rocky came out. And we did one-arm push-ups and clapping push-ups. But I really first started going to the gym when I was a freshman in high school, 14. And it was just because it was the thing to do. I mean, you know, we were guys. We wanted to look fucking tough and be tough and shit. We wanted to look good. I don't even think at 10 we were thinking about getting laid from it. Probably not. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. I'm pretty perverted. Was there any mafia men in shape? There were some guys, but a lot of them were fat dudes. My boyfriend would be pissed. Joe can post. No, I never would post that. That's a secret. Randy was the man. But yeah, those 110-pound weight sets, those were the fucking the shit back in the days with those skinny bars with the red fucking collars at the end. And then you took the weights and you made dumbbells, but they used to spin and rip the fucking shit out of you. You know, in fucking gloves. That's fucking gay, man. Fucking barehand that fucking bitch and get cuts. Shuey, you remember those fucking weights, right, bro? Those things sucked, man. I think all the people in here do great work. Yes, you guys are awesome. Sammy the Bull was in decent shape. Yes, he was. Did any gangsters own any gyms? Not that I'm aware of. I do not know if they owned any gyms. That I can't say for sure. I used to have those shitty gosh damn weights, right, Dallas? They fucking... But they did the job because you didn't know any better. That's all you had. You know, and you put on fucking, 30 pounds on the dumbbells and you fucking, right, Chewy? You fucking did flies because they came with that little bench with the little fucking, thing. Waiting for Phil, Dave Phil, now take him out. It'll never take him out. He's going to retire, Mr. Olympia. When were you growing up, did the mob sell drugs or alcohol? Oh, so you're insinuating I was young during Prohibition, I guess. Yes, Nookie Thompson was my uncle. They got the job done. They most certainly did. And then when the first time I joined the gym, I was like, wow, look at all of this shit. This is great. What do I do with it? Somebody show me. I don't know what the fuck that shit is. It's cables and fucking different grips and ropes and, all this shit. Snoop Dogg, don't count the Crips, kicked him out. Snoop Dogg. That bench would teeter to, oh my God, man. But it was, and then you, but the fucking, the stanchions were like this close together. Because the whole thing was, it was come off the fucking cushion was this fucking wide. Have you ever seen a drug deal go down? I grew up in fucking Brooklyn, bro, of course. Damn it. You can only get two slices and a fucking, half a gram. I mean, come on, bro. Holy shit, my God. I've seen fucking shootings go down. No, I was not involved, young Cosgrove. Holy fucking Toledo. My original bench was a wood board in my dad's backyard. Hey, that's fucking old school, bro. Make your own. I see drug deals, fucking chicks passing ibuprofen in the office all day long, bro. When they do the Midol, then they got the cramps. P. Kenny. What's up, Kenny? Family name is Mugetto. Someone told me I have family in Sicily, Italy. There you go. So you might be a fucking greaseball after all. You might have some fucking guinea blood in that fucking Nordic fucking thing, Viking stuff. Did any of your friends grow up stray off to the mafia life? Yes. Yes. And yes. Some of them did 25 to life in the big house for murder. Just tuning in. Kenny, you missed a lot of good fun. We were talking about Cosgrove. And we were talking about Phil Heath. Actually talking about Phil Heath. Cosgrove a little bit too. and Cosgrove's asking me about mafia. I think he's Guido Vikings. I think Cosgrove is like fascinated with fucking growing up in the shithole. So will Cedric be a top three to Mr. Olympia? No. I don't even know if he'll be top six, Mike. He already peaked. He peaked at the Arnold. It's very hard for him to peak twice. Anyone, not just him. Anyone. Cedric does not have the fucking mental makeup to fucking do good at the Olympia. Cosgrove has a tiny cock. I bet you he's got a fucking good sized dick, though. He talks so much shit, I bet you he can back it up. See how nice I am? I soak up all the information like a fucking guy's load, right? I don't know. I guess I have to actually look at the lineup again because I don't want to forget anybody. But for him to make the top six, I don't know, man. Some guys just, they don't fucking, I think they just don't equivalent, you know, they just don't do it on the Olympia stage. I don't think he's going to do that good. My family won't tell me about the old days. Well, good. Don't fucking, they don't want. Denise is in the house. What's up, Denise? Posted here because he must have sent me a picture. Oh, I almost blocked my first person in my life on social media. On my, girls nowadays tell me they need 14-inch cocks. Oh, I'm out. I would smash everyone in this chat. Y'all too slow for me, Imbi. I'm not. I guess you can't, damn. On my Joe Piattaro Instagram, Joe_Piattaro, my private account, some guy started sending me fucking gay naked pictures. He said he found me very handsome, and he felt it was being forward, but he wanted to do it anyway. And I'm not just talking about like a naked picture. I'm talking about ass being spread, hard-ons. So I'm thinking it was like a fucking joke and somebody just being an asshole and having a few laughs. But he had sent me shit earlier. So I was like just like, you know, text, you know, words like, hey, you know, great magazine. I like your page, whatever, some bullshit. And it wasn't, it wasn't just like, you know, a robot doing it. Cause I can, like he answered, so I wrote something back and he answered, because it looked like he was trained, you know, he was in good shape and shit. And he didn't look like a fucking queer. You think you blew that guy? So then all of a sudden he sends me like these fucking dirty pictures. And I just wrote it back and I said, dude, don't send me shit like this. You know, not like calling him names, just like, don't send me shit like this. So he writes back and goes, fuck you. You're a faggot. You know you're a faggot. And then he goes, I'm going to send you them again. What are you going to do about it? And he sent me the pictures again with his asshole spread and his cock out. And so I just wrote, I'm going to laugh harder than I did the first time. And he didn't write me back. So be flattered. I don't want cock pictures. Girls' naked pictures is all fucking welcome in a gay way. It's not me. No, it wasn't you, Steiner. Oh, man. You know, I deleted the thing, but I didn't block him because I still have that I don't want to block people mentality. I think it's fucking lame. You promised you wouldn't talk about that here. Robert, it was you. It was Robert from Magic and Muscle. Should have posted his pic on MSM. No, I didn't want to do that. To me, I still think it might have been a joke. I don't know. You know, people have these fucking fake accounts like Cosgrove and shit. You know, and it might have been a joke. What about female cock pics? Oh, you mean like steroid-induced clitorises? Yes, I do want to see a female cock. Strap-on pictures are okay, too, as long as it's not a dick under the strap-on. It has to be clit under the strap-on. That moment when you vomit in your mouth a little. Yes, if anyone wants to send me their large clitoris pictures, young ladies, yes, I shall use them to masturbation. But I did not want to look at this fucking man's ass and, you know. David likes bodybuilders' assholes, a.k.a. Greg. I'm the fucking real deal, you know it. Nobody saw the fucking Kamali on RX Muscle thing? I asked that on Thursday. And nobody responded, so I just left it at that. Trend Clit. I love Trend Clit. Oh, it's fucking nice. The chicks with dicks ones. No, I don't want to see it. Like trannies? No, no. That's gay. It's got to be trend clit or strap-on. I love watching lesbians with strap-on. We can do a true or false. Yes, we can. He loves Choco Starfish. Yes, I love assholes. I love fucking starfish. sniffing it, licking it, kissing it, putting my dick and fingers all over it. It's 2017. Was it any good? Watch the last few minutes. That's all I'm going to say. RX Muscle, it was like a week ago. King Kamali. The whole thing was all right, but the last few minutes, just trust me on that. I have no comment after that. True or false, are you happy with the man you are to date? Yes, 100% true. I wish my nose was smaller. I wish my hair didn't change colors as I got older. But, yeah, I'm happy. Tranny will be the mother of your kids before you know it. Do they even shoot fucking live loads, or are those like fucking fake? I don't know much about it. I don't know much about it. I jerk off to fucking lesbians. Trannies do nothing for me. Does RX hate Rich Piana? Not that I know of. I mean, Piana was sitting next to Dave when he was doing that fucking no necessary for response apology fucking video. A load is a load, bro. Yeah, I guess. Wednesday instead of Thursday. I started before. See, I got distracted again, Thea. Thinking about the strap-ons now. Ask me anything will be on Wednesday, not Thursday, just for this week, and then we'll go back to Thursdays. So I'll remind you guys on the post. My friend did a porn with a tranny. He's your best friend now. Dave is just obsessed with the Negro shit. Dark meat is tender. I have to take your word for it. Dave can't get enough of that shit. I don't know. People want to be the Rona Barrett of bodybuilding. Christian's giving him a run for his money. True or false? You have a hairy asshole. False. I shave it. If I didn't, it probably would have not. It wouldn't be crazy, but it would be there. Jim Norton could tell you about the TS ladies. Yes, he is into trannies. Now, Joe, did you ever see the one he talks about that was on Anthony Cumia a lot? What is that? I forget her name, but she got the dark hair. You, in a million years, you wouldn't think it had a cock. What's her name? She's in porn and shit. She's actually married to a man, a straight man, but she's got a cock, so I guess he can't be fully straight. But damn, she's fucking gorgeous. And then you know she's got a cock, and it's just like, oh God, what does that mean for my life? What happened to this program? Thea Renee brought up fucking chicks with dicks. Come on, Thea. Fucking hot chick like you, fucking ruining this program. I like that show. It's the only show I watch besides this. All the rest suck. What, RX or fucking Anthony Cumia? Anthony Cumia program is awesome. It's time for the Anthony Cumia show. Dexter Jackson stared at my girl's ass at Gold's Gym for that. Yes, good for him. He knows a good ass when he sees it, Dexter. The best way to kill your arms, give them a crazy pump. Ha ha. Guilty, what I would do, and Greg actually said this on his video, and I actually tried it. Yes, you can spice. Anytime you want to spice things up, you can. True or false, my family, no, they don't want nothing to do with this show. It's false. They don't watch the show. Do a few sets of triceps before you do biceps and then vice versa. And then get into the meat and potatoes of your arm workout. I did some three sets of pushdowns. And then I did my biceps because I do them in the same day. So I did my biceps and I really felt a great pump. And then I immediately go into triceps. So I guess it's already there, that initial pre-exhaustion on the biceps. So now I felt a good pump on my triceps. And that's Greg's suggestion. And I figured, what the fuck? Just because I fired the guy doesn't mean I don't have to. I can listen to his different things. They're all good. Joe, you're a different man. I know it. In what ways, Cosgrove? Best way to kill your arms is to have your girl suck the head of your prick before girl. Crazy Hawk, you've been saying that every week, man. You get a lot of fucking good action, my friend. I am really jealous of you now. I love your profile. Who, Cosgrove? Greg Valentino has the finer details. He's been working out for a lot longer than I have, so I'll take his fucking thing, his suggestions. 197 arm workout, supersets the whole time. Supersets are good. Drop downs are really good. Volume training. That's the old school fucking way. Hey, do commercials now because we got 10 minutes to go, folks. Hang on.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
Make your mark with Iron Mag Labs. Here you go, Andro Hard right here. Topical muscle enhancement gel. And here's their Super Andro RX Maximum Testosterone Booster. Make sure you go to IronMagLabs.com. They got every fucking thing that you want. And there's always a sale going on. Always. And there's a fucking free shipping if you use buy a certain amount of fucking dollars of supplements. So bang out that fucking IronMagLabs.com and tell them you heard it here first on Muscle Sport Television. 10 minutes to go, Joe, right now, money. What about it? I got to make the money. Yeah, that's called fucking paying the bills, Cosgrove. It's a business, my friend. I'm not doing this so fucking people fucking, you know, like my pictures. Best arm pump is to get the head of your prick. I need help on my banner, so can I get you paid so I can get – oh, okay. Well, I could do give you a guy to do the freelance version, my designers, but they're going to want you to pay him, so you're going to have to work that out with them, dude. My guy is out of biz. That's why I know you have many faces. What is many faces? The business face and the fun face? It's all the same face, bro. Is Iron Mag Labs easy to get sponsorship? And 5% has never given me an answer. I don't know. They don't sponsor a lot. There's only one guy and the one girl, Bojana, who's just goddamn fucking hot as a fuck. Holy shit. So I don't know. I don't know. They don't sell tests. No, it's a test boosters and stuff. You know, it's a supplement company. It's not juice. I'm too smart to be fooled. Think again. Crazy. Get fired to work with magic on a design. You're joking, right? Crazy. Buy and sell everyone on here. 5% on a freeze of sponsoring people right now. Why? They don't pay them. What the fuck's the difference? They're walking around with their shirt on, man. That's fucking, they should be getting fucking, they should be thanking them for that. Puss face, trend clit face. What's the turtle head? There's something with that turtle. Is that an inside joke with you guys? Hey, Kim T. Kim T, fucking the, she's that fucking body beast. What's that thing called, Kim T? Please tell me. You don't know how to, you can sleep at night. You don't know how you can sleep at night. Cosgrove, I sleep fucking better than you, and I'm twice your age. Kim T was in New Orleans. They had the big beach body. I got to use bleach. You have a turtle. Beach body. See, right before you typed it, I remembered it. Cosgrove has got me all fucked up today, Kim T. Yes, he needs a banner, a graphics banner, a 300 by 250. The turtle thing about turtles. I like turtles. I like turtles too, Jonathan. I thought you meant like turtle petting, like he's got to take a shit or something like that. Kim T, baby. Don't you mess with Kim T, Cosgrove. Don't you fuck with Kim T. fucking Cosgrove. He's a ball breaker, that Cosgrove kid. He's Scottish. He's 25. He's David Cosgrove. Defy, best graphics guy in the game. He does all my MSM picks. Oh, the only thing I want is supplements and clothing. Fuck the cash. I fix my cash myself. Hey, guys. Lots of bleach when turtle heading. You're talking about like bleach smelling map of Hawaii, a.k.a. cum? DM me your guy. Me or that other? They're talking about another guy. I don't know that guy. But my guy does all... I actually have more than one graphic guy, but the guy who does the magazine and shit. But I think this other guy might be – he does logos and stuff for me. Joe, tell Kim T about my picks. He's got fucking cottage cheese arms, and his calves are decent for a young kid. Magic talking about cock and cum. I'll have another drink. I kind of thought the turtle heading, but we always say turtle heading is when you're holding in a shit and it starts to come out. 5% only going to sponsor people when they meet face-to-face now at the expo. Okay, so you got to fly somewhere to meet them at your own expense, and then they'll say, nah, don't get me started. I don't want to start. I got enough battles I'm fucking fighting. Not talking about cum. Not talking about cum. Didn't Van Halen do a song like that? Ain't talking about cum. Joe can vouch. Yes, I just said cottage cheese arms and decent calves for a 25-year-old guy. He probably sent me a fucking dick pic. 10,000 followers. Prairie dog. I had heard that once before a while back, and you reminded me of that. What do we got? 5 minutes. But don't forget, guys, Wednesday instead of Thursday. Wednesday is Sunday at Carvel. Wednesday instead of Thursday, AMA, 25. You're not too old, Kim T. Cosgrove. Joe, you all right. You are. Cosgrove wouldn't know what to do with a woman. He's always just with probably young girls with fucking dipping their fucking pigtails and inkwells. Greg is my guy. As well, he should be. I'm a supplement shill. Don't you know that by now? Joe, how are you, my? Hey, Paul, what's up, my Irish friend? Wednesday, Thea, I expect you back, and I want to hear Trenclit talk, not dick chicks with dicks talk this time around. Sweet Thea Renee, Steve, I have 11,000, still no help. Oh God, you guys are gonna make me puke. I remember when Jane emailed me 3 years ago from 2,000 followers was the goal. Kim T, I'd leave your legs shaking. Crystal in the house. Crystal's video is fucking blowing up on our channel. Natty Vegan Power Gains right here. Magic and Muscle. We got to get those fucking hats on. I'll wear that. If you fucking take out those ads, I will fucking promote. Like I got Iron Mag on. I promote the shit out of them, man. Iron Mag is the fucking best. But I spread the wealth, man. Thursday I had on Mr. Supps. I was wearing all of their stuff. I had their stuff over here. Joe gonna rock some vegan kicks. Yeah, she sent me those sneakers. They look like Chuck Taylors. Old fucking pro kids. Joe, shoes your belly. No, I don't want to show my belly. I'm not a bodybuilder. I am not ashamed, but I'm not a bodybuilder. Sorry, I'm where I don't have service. That's okay, Crystal. I'm glad you're here anyway. Sorry, I liked. Thank you, Kim T. Joey, you bought them vegan shoes. No, I can't. I had fucking meatballs last night. How can I have vegan shoes? I dropped my meatball on them. I got my macaroni and gravy on them. Vegan for life. Hey, man, I give you credit. I couldn't do it. Joe can have you, sweetheart. Wow. Cosgrove gave up already. Fucking custom vegan MSM kick. So pissed I missed it. Oh, because we're talking about the steroid clit. My favorite thing is the thumb that comes. Joe is a belly builder, not a bodybuilder. There you go. That's it, Paul. I am. I didn't forget about them. I don't know when they're gonna come, but I didn't forget about them, Mike. I know. Fucking. Comerica wants one too. He might need it to fucking slop up all the fucking, you know, fucking blood shit and fucking semen. It's going to be in that room at the Olympia. I want MSM pink undies. And if you would fucking post a picture with them, I might get them specially made for you. All the women, I'll make them up. Got one of those. 7 times a night. 2 minutes to go. 1 minute and 23 seconds. I'm going to Scotland. Would love to meet Cosgrove. Yes, please. Take a picture with him. I want to see if he really is 5'11". Size medium or large? Oh, she would be fucking small, man. So, guys. 60 seconds. Rosie is telling me 60 seconds. I totally would, Joe. Oh, God. See, now you're going to make me call my designer guy. Could we get the MSM fucking logo on panties? Joe, look at the pic. No, Cosgrove, I'll look at it afterwards. Can I take a piss after the show before I look at your fucking dick pic you sent me? Holy fuck on rye, this kid. 40-something seconds left, guys. Hey, Wednesday we will be back here instead of Thursday. For Ask Me Anything, you can talk about anything you want. Ask Cosgrove Anything, the face of MSM. Thank you so much for joining us today. Hang out and join that fucking... YouTube channel. Tell your friends, hit subscribe. You're my hero, Dallas, also. Thank you, Magic. Thank you, Rob. I appreciate it. All you fellas and ladies, this was a fun program, as it always is. We will see you guys on fucking Wednesday. Take it easy. Three seconds. Bye, guys. Wow.
Welcome to Muscle Sport Radio. I am your host, Joe Pietaro. Of course, Monday, 3 p.m. right here, Instagram, live camera going, YouTube camera going. I got a new stand. I got some new toys here in the Muscle Sport TV studios. Guilty 84. Hey, brother. Hey, how the fuck are you? Are you back from vacation yet? Steiner was away on vacation. He's my buddy over in Denmark. Thea Renee, hey, Thea Renee's got some really nice photos up on her Instagram page. That's Thea underscore Renee and another underscore. Dallas Quarles, what's up, my brother? What's up, Bumblefoot? How the fuck are you? Wheelchair Bodybuilder DGH. Hey, Wheelchair, that's a new name. Great to see you fucking on the feed. I am back in Norway. Glad to hear it, Guilty 84. Glad to hear it. I hope your vacation was a good one. You look like you're going out fucking stomping some fucking faces and getting drunk with some of those photos you were posting. You look like a real ass kicker, as they say. But I would like to welcome all of you. I hope everybody loved the love. Oh, I love the photos. Fucking, I keep saying Mike's a fucking, I'm jealous of him. He's a lucky guy, and I mean it. Jesus Christ, Leah. Holy fuck, man. You're killing me. I love it. But definitely, guys, I hope everybody had a great weekend. Of course, Muscle Sport Radio